G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that kippah. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
That's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. He's not here. He's not feeling well. And he really isn't feeling well. Because I ran into the guy in the parking lot, and he looked like hell. I mean, I say that in a good way, that he really looked like hell. I could barely understand what he was saying. But anyway, so hopefully he'll get better and pop in tomorrow. And we'll hit it with him tomorrow. What the hell? All right, the four games over the weekend. You had four NFL games over the weekend, and we had a guy in on Friday by the name of Coach Dave, right? And he's been with us. He knows a lot about the NFL. And so we thought we'd have him come in and talk about the games and handicap them for us, okay? Because I'm not that great at handicapping. If I bet on a team, they are sure to lose. I'm the worst gambler on the planet when it comes to anything. Whether it's blackjack, roulette, the horse track, football, basketball, baseball, whatever I bet on, I always lose. So we have to rely on people who have a knowledge of the game and a deep knowledge of the game as well. And this guy, Coach Dave, legitimately does. I don't want to take anything away from him. But we had him in on Friday, and these were his picks over the weekend. So if you watch football over the weekend, four great games. This is how Coach Dave broke him down. Here we go. And again, to recap his picks, here they are. Four games.
Patriots by 14. Green Bay wins 24-20 over Seattle. Take the Colts over the Bolts 27-17. And Cowboys squeak past the Giants 24-20.
There you go. All right. Now, we have to make an official apology here. And I'll tell you why. Let's roll through these games slowly. Here we go.
Patriots by 14.
Patriots by 14. 31-20, I believe, was the score. So that was a loss.
Green Bay wins 24-20 over Seattle.
Green Bay wins 24-20 over Seattle. The final in that game, I believe it was 42-20, Green Bay. And the funny thing about that game is Seattle scored the first two touchdowns. They were up 14-0. And then Green Bay outscores them 42-6 after that. All right, so 0 for 2, Coach Dave.
Take the Colts over the Bolts, 27-17.
The Colts lost to the Bolts. The Indianapolis Colts lost to the San Diego Chargers in probably the best game over the weekend. Maybe that game or the Cowboy game. Two great games. Jerry, please. This guy feels bad enough already. And the last game.
And Cowboys squeak past the Giants 24-20.
There you go. All right. 0 for 4. So we really apologize, gang. 0 for 4. 0 for 4. Now, you know what we should have done is that game that Rick Dees used to do, Houndini, where he'd have two bowls of dog food. One with the Green Bay Packers on it and one with the Seattle Seahawks on it. And whatever the dog goes to, you pick that team. That dog, Houndini, probably could have picked better than 0 for 4. 0 for 4. So we apologize for that. All right. If you are watching sports today, Terrell Owens, and Like has played this on his show as well. Terrell Owens, who is the wide receiver for the Cowboys, right? Is that right, Jerry? Yeah. I had this to say after the game last night against the Giants.
Listen, this is not about, you know, Tony. You guys can point the finger at him. You can talk about the vacation. And if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team.
We lost as a team, man.
It could be real frustrating if it's 8 minute drives, 10 minute drives, and then guys turn around and get a 46 second drive. It's gonna be hard to take too, right?
Now, this is also one of the most annoying things on the planet. This guy's crying, first of all, which is annoying to begin with. And, you know, he's crying after a big loss to the Giants. And then a woman asks him a very technical question about the game. Like, she isn't, like, you know, she should be the one in the room that has, like, sympathy for the guy's crying.
We lost as a team, man.
It could be real frustrating if it's 8 minute drives, 10 minute drives, and then guys turn around and get a 46 second drive. It's gonna be hard to take too, right?
This loss hurts. This loss hurts. Because I know this team was dedicated and put in a lot of hard work to get where we are. We didn't execute. And we knew in order to win this game, we had to put some points on the board, and we didn't do that.
Now, if you turn the volume up, and Jerry, you're going to have to really crank it after this, but listen to what Terrell Owens says to the woman who asked him, again, a very technical question about the loss to the Giants. And here it is. Listen to this. But you got to listen very carefully. Turn your radio up just a bit, and you can hear him take a shot at her.
We lost as a team, man.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
It could be real frustrating if it's 8 minute drives, 10 minute drives, and then guys turn around and get a 46 second drive. It's gonna be hard to take too, right?
Shut your goddamn ass up, stupid bitch.
Babo,
you's a bitch, and I'm ain't, and I wanna whoop your ass.
All right. I watched one of the games yesterday at a friend's house, and there's about six guys over there. We're watching the Cowboys and the Giants, and a couple of the guys. Well, one guy brought his girlfriend, and the other guy brought his wife, and they were sitting around, and one of them had a Cowboys jersey on, and the other one had a Giants jersey on, and nothing screams desperation and trying to fit in with the fellas like a woman wearing a jersey, a football jersey. Now, I know in the past we may have said that we find it interesting when women like sports, but I'm going to have to change the mindset of people here. It is always annoying when women talk about sports. It's always, always annoying. It is a pain in the ass, and the woman that I know that knows the most about sports doesn't know half of what my friend who knows very little about sports knows. I mean, it's just truly, truly unbelievable. All right. Hey, Jerry, can you turn Gina's mic on? Jesus Christ, ma'am.
I'm something like waving my arms like I'm having a heart attack in here.
I know. Well, it's Jerry's first night back. He's a little slow tonight. What's going on with you, babe?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, you're like the king of mixed signals now. All
get
of a sudden.
Out of here. What's
no,
wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Like, you're always, you know, you make fun of me because, you know, my dad's in the sports, you know, business or whatever, and I don't know anything about sports.
He's not in the sports business, whatever. He's in the sports business.
Yeah.
He does sports for KNX.
Yeah, and so you're always
Steve Grads,
yeah,
CBS.
Sports, KNX.
Yes.
KNX 1070.
Right.
And so I get a lot of hell from you for not knowing anything about sports, and all of a sudden you're saying that you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
All right, I might be a little inconsistent there, but I will be honest with you now, okay? This will be my position until I die, okay? When women talk about sports, it's radically annoying, all right? You can stop with the jerseys and stop trying to impress us, stop going to the games, especially when you watch the Indianapolis games. These guys in the Midwest don't have any control over their wives. They really don't. And so you see the stadium packed with women wearing these number 18 jerseys that say Manning on them. It's just a real desperate move to, for a woman to try to fit in with the guys. Don't you get that?
No, I thought you'd love that. They're going with their husband to the
game. They don't know anything about the game. They're only
wearing the jersey.
Nah, they're only going to the game to try to impress him. They don't care about the game.
But you don't appreciate that? You wouldn't, as a man, appreciate that? At least I'm trying. I hate football, but I'm going to go with you. I'm going to wear the jersey.
Just say you hate it and stay home. Why not that? Why don't you just do that?
I do that.
Say you hate it and stay the F home. Well. Why go and irritate these guys?
I just thought you would think that they were doing a good thing there. At least they were trying.
Nothing,
someone
please.
Who gives credit for trying.
Get out of here. You're a complete nut.
Oh.
But
whatever.
The people that have it really down, and I'm not a big Raiders fan, but if you go to a Raiders game, you very rarely see a chick at a Raiders game. The end zones are filled with guys. And lunatic guys, too. You know, guys with skulls on their shoulders and helmets and makeup and, you know, big shoulder pads and stuff. And I'm not sure if those guys drive to the game with the face makeup on or if they do it in the parking lot. But that's also kind of weird, too, where you go to a game and with 10 guys and everybody gets dressed up with face paint and skulls on their shoulders and stuff like that. There's something odd going on there, too. But to see women also broadcasting from the sideline, you know, when they say, okay, let's go down to, you know, Jane Hurley and see what's happening with Tony Roma. And then they cut to her. Guys just sort of wander off. They don't hear what she's saying. It's a time for, you know, just fellas to be watching the game with other fellas. And all of a sudden they show this chick who probably doesn't know that much about the game anyway. She's never played it. She's never experienced the pain that goes along with playing in a long NFL career. She's never experienced the highs and lows of winning and losing. So why would we take her word for it? And why do we think that she's a specialist on it now?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm waiting.
Yes, ma'am.
Like
I know. You're
again.
All crazy again. Okay. And by the way, why are you standing up? Why are you so crazy? Why don't you sit down?
No, you know, this topic gets me a little frustrated. I'm sorry. Okay, sitting. So, first of all, just because she's never played professional football, does that mean that she hasn't, you know, eaten, breathed it, and lived it her entire life? She hasn't caught every game on TV. She hasn't played in the backyard. She doesn't know all the rules. Really?
It really doesn't matter. And when I see women at a, like yesterday, when these two chicks were at this friend's house, one was a girlfriend, the other was a wife, and I see them with their jerseys on and they're clapping and they're trying to get into the game and high-fiving. That's the worst. I saw something yesterday. I almost wanted to throw up. Where a friend of mine, and he had his girlfriend there. His ex-wife was no longer in the picture, but his new girlfriend there. She's awfully nice. But they like turned to each other at one point during the Giants game. And I think the sickest thing you can ever see in a human relationship between a man and a woman is when they high-five each other.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Dougie. Have you ever seen this? I saw this. I saw it at Jerry's Deli once before. A guy and a girl eating dinner. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know, they're laughing about stuff. And then they reach over and they give each other a big old high-five. And I wanted to go over there and strangle both of them.
You don't think that's cute?
No, it's what they're saying is, look how great we are. Look how fun we are. Look how much, how happening we are. We're high-fiving each other in Jerry's Deli. If I had gone out and shot both of them, and the jury would have spent 10 minutes with the case and sent me home with like $1 million cash. It's one of the most disgusting things that a couple can do is high-five each other. You ever seen that before?
Yeah, but first of all, I don't think any couple that high-fives considers themselves hip and happening.
Well, they think they're like happier and better than everybody else.
Would you rather have them on top of each other while you're trying to eat your corned beef?
I'd rather them swear at each other.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd rather just swear at each other and use the F word and the C word. I think that would be more honest than a couple high-fiving. She gets that big old palm up, and he gets his up, and they lean over that table and smack those
it's
two
cute,
hands together.
Tim.
It's not cute. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
It's bragging like, look at how hot our relationship is.
That's not hot.
Yeah, well, wait for 5 years. You know, give me another 5 years, and let's see at Jerry's Deli. You'll be strangling each other.
I thought they'd be bragging if they were, making out at Jerry's Deli, not just high-fiving.
I have much more respect for a couple I saw at Jerry's Deli in Studio City. Where I was with my wife on, I believe it was like New Year's Eve. I had no reservations. The only place we could, get something to eat. And I know, planning is terrible. I know, Jerry, please. So we're at Jerry's Deli, and there's a couple that sat down. I've told this story in the air before. But they're in their 40s or 50s. They sit down. They have coffee. They have drinks. And then they have dinner. They have soup. Then the main meal comes. Everybody's eating. The two of them are eating. They sit there, they wait for coffee, they have dessert, and they leave. And they never said one word to each other the entire time they were at Jerry's Deli. It was 2 hours, and they never said a word to each other the entire time they were there. They would be much more honest with everybody if they were just punching each other in the face. If they were just sat next to each other and took turns punching each other in the effing face.
That's so depressing.
It isn't. All right, gang. Am I on the moon here, or am I 100% correct that anytime you see chicks at a football game, a King game, a Laker game, or a Dodger game, it's just effing annoying? You know they're there because they're trying to impress their guy. They're not there to watch the game. All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sam Simon is going to join us in a little bit here. You'll know him from The Simpsons and many other shows he produced, like Cheers. And he has a tragic story he's going to tell us. Something happened to him over the holidays that I feel terrible. Also, Malibu Dan at 10 p.m. tonight. Malibu Dan at 10 p.m. And that's always a terrific hour. All right, let's talk to Jason in Los Angeles, John, 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Tim, hey. Ooh, come on, man. When my wife watches with me, she's not giving me a running commentary, but it's hot. You know, if she's saying, oh, that was a comeback route, that's annoying. I understand. But come on, man, it's nice when she cheers.
Yeah, but she doesn't know the intricacies of the game, right?
No, but she at least understands that I'm rooting for a team and she's got my back that way.
Yeah, but she's sitting there trying to enjoy something as a phony, because she doesn't really enjoy it. She just wants to be with you.
True, but at the same time, so let's just say she's yelling at me, telling me to turn it off. That's completely different. She's tolerating it like I tolerate going shopping with her.
No, dude, you got it all wrong. You have, you've got to separate yourself from this woman. It's your wife or your girlfriend?
Wife.
Your wife. And you've got to go watch the game with friends where you can really enjoy it. When you're with your wife, you don't really enjoy the experience because chances are you probably have to explain a thing or two to her about the game. Is that right?
Perhaps, but isn't it mutual that way too? I mean, you're saying that she can't enjoy it with me.
You're a pussy. She can't enjoy it with you. It is impossible for women to enjoy these sports. They don't get it. They don't understand the kind of competition that's happening on the field. They just don't understand it.
Ba-boo.
Ah, get out of here, dude. All right, please. Richard on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, buddy. Disagree with you as well.
Ah, get out of here. What's wrong with this audience?
Listen. Jeez.
Aren't these all Likas listeners that filter into this hour?
No, listen. Listen to me. Hmm. I've been married 11 years. My wife high-fives me when we go out to eat. Been married 11 years.
So, oh, ba-boo.
You know, we enjoy the game. We enjoy everything together, and high-fiving is nothing wrong.
You high-five your wife?
Oh, all the time.
Ugh.
I'd rather do that than make out with her in the restaurant, you know?
I totally understand that. You know what? When you're high-fiving your wife, everyone's looking at you like you're a complete a-hole. You know that, right?
No, they're looking at me like they wish they had what I have.
No. They're looking at you like they're glad they don't have what you have. That's true, dude.
I think you're probably one of the only ones that thinks that.
Get out of here, dude. You ask people. Go ask some of your friends what they think about it.
Actually, we go out with our friends, and we high-five each other. We have a great relationship. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, she's a buddy. She's a good wife. So,
what planet are you calling from? You calling from Earth?
I'm calling from Mars, actually.
Get out of here. All right, please. Enough with these couples high-fiving each other. God almighty. Mark in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, buddy, what's shaking? I just want to say that, you know, I used to think the same way you did, like, you know, that's just stupid. You know what I mean? The guy and the chick, you know, whatever. Hey, we're so cool. Man, I met a girl, and I married her, and she went to Florida State, and she knows more about football than a lot of guys I know. And we hang out, and I'm crazy, paint my face every weekend, had Broncos season tickets since 66, and, you know, I think it's great. You know
wait,
what I mean?
Wait, you're painting your face every weekend at the Broncos game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's something wrong with you too, dude.
For, you know, a bunch of games, but
let me ask you a question here, dude.
Yeah.
Mark in Redondo Beach, when you go to a game and you're going to paint your face and sit there at a Broncos game, do you paint your face before you leave the house or you do it in the parking lot?
No, when I'm at the house. And not just at the games. I go down to you know, some bars in Hermosa Beach, and I mean, it's crazy. And every week.
But
whether I'm at the game or not.
When the cops see you driving around with that painted face and that Bronco on it, aren't they more apt to pull your ass over than me?
Who cares? Well, what the cops think. I do it because I love the Broncos. That's all. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I don't care what anybody thinks about me and my wife, you know, enjoying football.
All right. Well, if you don't care what anyone thinks, then go ahead and enjoy your life. All right, gang, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I can't believe this audience. I thought it was all a bunch of guys, but it's so far the calls have been completely 100% All right, Sam Simon's coming in. It's Conway Whitman. Whitman's sick, and he'll be back tomorrow. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman's out tonight. He's not feeling well, but Sam Simon's here. Nice to see you, dude.
Hey, Tim, you look great.
Look at you, man. Thank you very much. Losing weight, feeling good.
Wow.
All right, Sam Simon, at a little after 9 o'clock, is going to tell us a great story about what happened to him over the last weekend. But for right now, we're talking about women in sports. Now, you were married to Jennifer Tilly.
I was.
Is she a sports fan? Because
no,
she's a great,
she's
a great poker player.
She is a great poker player. She's a top... probably the top women's tournament poker player
in the world.
But, yeah, I think so.
Well, how many women play for?
Oh, now a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right, but when it comes to women in sports,
what about the women on the sidelines? Doesn't that bother you?
Oh yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, when they cut to a woman
who's been given a question over the headset and they don't, you know, or they're talking to the coach right before, you know, he's not happy to be talking to her. They go, what? She goes, "What adjustments are you planning to make in the second half?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, right. I'm going to explain this to you. Do you have any suggestions, honey?"
That's great. Yeah, it is so awesome when a coach has to sit there and talk to this blonde chick on the side. Yeah. Do you have any suggestions?
I used to, a couple of the early ones, I think Bonnie Bernstein, she seems like she really knew her stuff. There were a couple, but now I'm on the dark side. Now I just think, where do they get these?
I know. But you know what? I used to be that way too. I used to think, like when I met my wife, she was a big, you know, Kings fan. I thought, oh, that's great. She's a Kings fan. We go to Kings games together. And then I thought, you know, after a while, I'm like, I don't like this. You know, she doesn't really like the sport that much, or she sort of used to not really into it anymore. And I'd rather just go with, you know, somebody who knows it. We don't have to sit there and explain. Like when I go to the racetrack with a chick that doesn't know anything about it, I have a terrible day. Not only do I lose, but I'm irritated all day as well.
I've, like with football, that's a sport. You know, there's just so many times I've started with you need four attempts. They're called downs to make 10 right. yards. And once you do that, I just go, forget it. I don't want to do this again.
All right. Derek and Yorba Linda, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Yeah. You just kind of stole a little bit of thunder, but there's two places I hate taking a chick. One is the track. I get tired of what does 6FSA mean? I hate going over the form with her. It kills me. Kills the mojo entirely.
Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah, and you know what you do is you miss the race occasionally.
You miss the race occasionally because they want to look at the form.
Right.
And I just tell them to look at the colors. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
The silks. The other place is the craps table. Forget about it. Don't take them to the craps table ever.
Right.
Unless they're going to roll the dice. Don't let them bet.
Yeah, because they also can't wrap their mind around the odds.
Absolutely not.
It's unfortunate, but, I mean, women are better with language skills and comforting people and maybe multitasking. But when it comes to math... I don't know a single woman who's like a math whiz.
Well, I don't think anyone that plays craps is a math whiz because you can't possibly win.
Well,
if you know anything about odds, you're insane.
No, but you can figure out the odds. I do it myself.
I know the odds
at a crap table. I know the odds at at the track.
Right.
And I've been going for a long time, and I barely know them. You know,
right.
I know a little bit about them.
Yeah.
But. I can't imagine like going to the track. I've been to the track with chicks before, and it sucks. It really does. That's why you don't see them out there, too. You know, the only reason you see them out there is guys who have been going to the track their whole lives. They've lost it all, and the chick comes with them. Their wife comes with them, so they don't spend too much money at the track.
Well, I've seen women at the track with you that look like they spend a lot of time at the track. Maybe not in the turf club.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. All right, Suzanne in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how are you? guys?
All right.
Good. You know, I am so annoyed by women who like sports.
Yeah, I totally, Suzanne, you were properly raised.
I think the only women who really say they like sports are trying to get a man or keep a man or something, and they're really insecure.
It's exactly right.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, because you're not brought up to enjoy sports.
Oh, my God, I'd rather cut my head off.
Yeah, because your dad doesn't want to watch sports with you anyway. Like, I don't want to sit around and watch although I do watch a football game with Sophia, but she's 2.5 years old.
Right.
She just keeps going, football, football, football. Right. But when she gets older, she's like 10 or 11. I don't want to sit around watching sports with her.
No, I was a cheerleader in high school, too, and I never knew what was happening. I couldn't tell you. I was just waiting for somebody to tell me offense or defense. You know, I had no idea.
Do you know how many guys were on the field at one time?
9? I don't know. 25?
How many points for a field goal?
2. 3? Okay.
Right. You do know it pretty well.
Well, that's probably the last time I watched a football game. So.
How long is a football field?
100 yards.
All right. And how, when they say 3rd and 5, what does that mean?
5 yards to go.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
good
for
you. You know everything about it.
You
all right, take care, baby.
Thanks.
All right, there she goes. She's a cheerleader and thinks you get a deuce for a field goal.
But see, now I'm starting to think, you know, the people in the racetrack, all those guys, they're not so good at picking those horses either, right?
No, they're not. Right. But they go there for the same reason guys go to play golf, because it's 6 hours away.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's so 6 hours.
You think the women are an intrusion
into
your club,
exactly
clubhouse.
Right.
Okay.
But isn't that right?
No, I see what you're saying.
I mean, when you go to play golf, do you play golf at all?
I've tried a couple times. I think it's kind of frustrating.
There's only guys out there. Very rarely do you see a chick golfing. Yeah. And they go out there because it's 8 hours. It's 6 to 8 hours that you have to play golf. And the women at home know it's 6 to 8 hours. So they don't call the guy and bother him. And it's 6 to 8 hours that you get away from her.
Okay.
You know? Whoever her is. Whether it's a girlfriend, a wife, a mom, a sister, you know, kids. Right. It's us and them, I think. All right, let's talk to, how about Ruben and Duarte? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, I was just talking about that with my wife, actually, because sometimes I think the chicks, they only like football because, you know, maybe the color of the jersey, they like it.
Right.
Or because, you know, some guy on the football team is cute or something.
Yeah, I mean, they like to watch the guy's asses on Dallas.
Yeah, when we were watching the game this past weekend, me and my couple buddies, you know, we yell at the TV and we'll be like, oh, screen pass or draw play or, you know, fake or whatever. And, you know, the girls will be like, what's a screen pass? Or why are you running this? Like, oh, you don't even get to enjoy the game when they start asking that kind of question, you know?
Right. Yeah, because you have no idea how to start to explain what a forward lateral is.
Exactly. Well. And if you try to, then they start, you know, spacing out or losing interest. And it's like, why are you even asking? You're taking me away from my game right now.
Right.
You got to start by explaining why you're yelling plays at the TV set.
Uh-huh.
And don't say it's because your friends are there, because you do it by yourself, too.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
I know. It's a natural instinct. All right. He goes to draw a play. Here we go. And you're trying to guess what they're going to do. Hey, all right, buddy. Ruben, we thank you for calling. All right. Women, when you watch sports, we're changing our minds, gang. We used to thought it was used to think it would be interesting and cute. Hey, your chick likes sports. Guys have now a whole new mindset because women over the last 10 to 20 years have been irritating us when it comes to sports. The sportscasters, the WNBA, you know, the what was it, Title IX, where in college, the college has to spend as much money on women's football as they do men's football, women's basketball, men's basketball. And it's taken some of the from some of the football programs away from some of the colleges that couldn't afford to do that. Completely unfair.
Right.
Right. Yeah. All right. 5-2.
Women's football is becoming a little more popular.
Yeah. Right. Women's basketball. See, the thing I don't like about women's basketball, the WNBA is subsidized by the NBA. So every time you buy an NBA ticket, part of that ticket is going to subsidize the WNBA.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is true. And so when you don't have a sport that's making money like the WNBA, and they're not, then you have to subsidize it with the NBA. Now, I truly think, and I'll see if you agree with me here, but I think if you take 10 10th graders who are very good at high school basketball, that they could beat the Sparks?
You don't need professional caliber male players to beat the Sparks.
Right. I think
I don't know about 10th grade, but
I think you could take some of the 10th graders.
You could take players that don't start for college teams and beat
the Sparks.
Or that
are still in high school.
Well, maybe.
Could you take high school seniors and beat them?
I don't know, but I think more people would want to watch that and really answer your question than watch the WNBA. I think that would be interesting. You know, they used to have battles of the sexes. They don't
anymore. But the NBA would never do that, or WNBA, because if they got destroyed, you know, 119 to 48, then people go, wait a minute, why am I going to this game? We had called, a friend of mine and I called, just screwing around, the Cleveland team. I don't know what they're called. The Cleveland.
Steamers.
Yeah, I think Steamers or something like that. And we called the box office a week before opening day on the WNBA. They were going to play Detroit or something. And we said, hey, listen, we have a convention in town. We have a bunch of people, and we're thinking about treating them to a WNBA game, right? And she said, how many people? And I said, we have 7,500 people in our convention. We'd like to give everybody a ticket to go to the opening of the game. And she goes, we can do that. We can accommodate 7,500 people for the opening, which is a week away. You couldn't do that at a Laker game.
No.
You could get 7,500 seats together at a WNBA game. All right. I'm saying I think 10th graders in Los Angeles or in Southern California could take the WNBA. I would bet on it. Wouldn't you?
I have no idea. I do know that I've seen a male non-starting college player beat a all-star from the WNBA one-on-one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Say that again. It's the WNBA all-star.
Yeah, I believe
versus
so. A player that didn't
make college.
That was on a college team but wasn't a starter.
Oh, I see. A big college team?
No.
Just an average college team.
Yes.
And destroyed her.
I'm not. Well, no. Yeah, destroyed her.
All right. The women who watch sports, it's over, girls. It's annoying.
I didn't know. People don't pay to see the WNBA at all?
They do, but they don't pay enough
to
see the games, and not enough people go. And so the NBA subsidizes it with every dollar you spend, a couple of those pennies go to the WNBA. Or at least that's the way it used to be. Maybe it's changed. It's Conway and Whitman. In for Whitman is Sam Simon. At 10 o'clock, Malibu Dan's coming in. It's always a treat for pot smokers and people who like cars. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Sitting in for Whitman is Sam Simon. Everybody knows Sammy from The Simpsons and the Cheers and all kinds of television shows he's produced here in Southern California. Taking some time off for the writers' strike, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you betcha.
How about this Mike Huckabee crossing our picket line to go on The Tonight Show?
How about all those guys crossing that picket line? How dare they? All right, we're talking about sports here. When we come back at a little after 9 o'clock, Sam Simon's going to lay a story on you about Vegas this weekend that you are going to S yourself over. Robert in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's happening?
All right, you know, unfortunately, like I said, as much as women have probably improved their game over the years, I mean, compared to the 80s, I'm going to be 39 in February. I've not really played any basketball league since 27, 28.
Did you play college?
I played community college.
Oh, okay.
And I have not touched a basketball since then. I mean, I've played in adult action leagues after that. But to this very day, I will still face community college players that I know of, girls that play. I'm 6 feet one. I'm 6 foot one. They could be 5'10", 6 foot four, 6'3", and I still easily beat them. And to make the game interesting, I said, I cannot score a basket within 15 feet because then they'll say I'm using my advantage of my abilities to muscle them around. I go only 15 feet out, and I'll still beat them, though they can drive in. I mean, it's just, I just hate to say
it. Well, in any sport, you want to neutralize the ability to use your muscles. It's very unfair.
Right. It is, but to try to make it even more.
Muscles in a sport.
Yeah, it's been over 11, 12 years. I've even picked up a ball. I just coach kids now, and I go, and I go, nothing at all, but these girls can do a lot of nice dribbling. Hey, they got good dribbling skills, but at the end, they still, I mean, I can still block their shots. So
that's
I just
pretty
feel
cool.
bad for these
So what do you think about 10th graders? Do you think you could put a 10th grade team together here in L.A. and beat them?
A boys 10th grade team, without a doubt, in my mind, will beat a WNBA team, without a doubt. I mean, you start seeing some of these kids nowadays. I mean,
I've seen them.
They got 6'10" boys and 6'9". I mean, what these kids can do nowadays are the way now that they're in the Kevin Garnett age, where 6'10" can bring the ball. But back in the '80s, a 6'10" just gave the ball. But
I went to Birmingham High School back in the late '70s, early '80s. And I graduated in 1981, and we played against Granada, played football against Granada, and the quarterback for Granada at that time was John Elway.
John Elway, right. I know that.
And John Elway was, I believe it was in Sports Illustrated, they called John Elway the greatest quarterback currently in the United States, and he was playing for Granada at the time, and they called him the greatest quarterback in the United States. So he came in and I beat us. I think it was like 84-0. You know, it was you just take the ball, throw it far, and some guy who was 6'8" would catch it and it'd be over. But he was playing football. He was playing catch on the side, and a friend of mine, Jerry, who was a writer for the sports page in the local newspaper in high school, said he goes, "Hey, Johnny," he goes, "can I play catch with you?" He goes, "Yeah, sure, no problem." Throws a ball, hits him right in his chest, and knocks him out. From like 20 yards away. Hit him right in the chest, and it knocked the wind out of him, and he hit the ground. I mean, that is an arm. There's not a single woman on the planet that could do that. So it's just strange that the WNBA, I would watch that on TV. If the WNBA got together and they said, "We're going to play a group of 10th graders," from LAUSD, or just the Southern California area.
Well, actually, I think you want to start with like 7th graders and just build. You don't want to start with the 10th and find out they can. You want to start
that,
like,
that's not
lower
bad. Let's start with 7th graders.
And then maybe eventually you'll get to.
Right. But how about the 7th graders go into overtime with them, It's not a problem. trying to sell that league when 7th graders take them into OT. All right, let's talk to Ron in the Valley. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, boys?
Hey,
how you doing?
Sam Simon's in for Brian Whitman.
What's up, Sam? How you doing?
Hey, man.
So, picture this. The best hockey team in the world, okay? Mind you, women going against an average prep high school team in Minnesota. Who wins?
Wait a minute. The best women's hockey team on the planet...
Which is the United States Olympic team.
Okay. And who are they playing?
One of the top two. Mid-level prep school in Minnesota.
I would say the chicks won.
I would say they got their asses whooped bad. I don't remember the exact score, but the women lost big time.
Is that right? Was it by a lot?
Yeah, I believe it was pretty sad. But you're talking about the best team in the country. These are the best female athletes in the world.
Right.
Okay, going against, some boys who may never make it anywhere out of high school.
I would say,
all right, buddy, thanks for calling. It is sad.
I saw the Moscow Circus, in Moscow, and they had a hockey team made of bears. So I guess, if the women lost to the
high school?
The prep high school, then you could, start finding the animals.
Oh man, it is tough. It really is tough to be in that gender. Isn't
but
it?
When Title IX started, they said that women were going to routinely be beating men.
In what sport?
In long distance running, swimming. They said there would be a woman place kicker in the NFL. This is 20 years ago when they were outlining all these things that were going to happen,
and nothing happened.
I don't think so.
Jason on the 14 freeway. You're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Okay, just real quickly, I'm a huge diehard Raider fan. Started dating now my wife. I love the Raiders. She's just doing it to get with me because as soon as we got married, found out she's a Rams fan. She is a Rams fan.
Oh, that's now, terrible, dude.
Now what do I do? I'm like, this is grounds for divorce.
It should be.
It exactly, it should be. Well, blessing in disguise. I love hanging out with my boys, and my wife is nowhere to be found.
Oh, is that right?
Nowhere to be found during the games.
Oh, that's cool.
Blessing in disguise. Just wanted to share that with you guys.
Oh,
you guys are right on the money.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for calling. When he said blessing in disguise, I thought that maybe he won the lottery and she got in.
I know where he's going. But...
and she didn't come home one night. All right, gang. Sam Simon's in for Brian Whitman. He's not feeling well tonight. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. We got the news right after 9. And then Sam Simon's going to lay a Vegas story on you.
Well, you're going to have to quiz me.
Yeah, that's going to make you feel very good about your Vegas trip that was not very successful. All right? You won't believe the total here. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. In for Whitman is Sam Simon. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.